It is Wednesday, and time now for more WCHL trivia. That's why Freddie Kiger,
I am here,
gets up in the morning.
Today is my 7/12th birthday.
7/12th?
Yes.
Oh.
April 18th.
7 months into
My birthday
the
cycle.
Year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There goes Raul. Friend of mine.
Eating Raul?
Outside the window. No, no.
Wasn't that a movie? Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was. I didn't
kind
see
of
it.
One of those black comedies.
Yeah. But Raul? Sierra just walked by.
That's a great name.
Yeah, it is.
Raul's. Today's National Geographic of the Himalayas brought to you by Raul Sierra.
It's always good to see him. He was a really nice
good guy.
Yeah. What kind of question you got today?
Crosswordies.
Okay.
For all you folks out there who do crosswords, and I love to do them, we got something we hope that will stimulate your vocabulary.
My mother-in-law, God rest her soul, used to do crossword puzzles all the time.
Huh.
Keeps you mentally sharp.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
She was very sharp up until the very end.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
In crossword parlance,
okay,
if the clue is beige, mm-hmm, the answer is usually ecru, E-C-R-U.
That's true.
An ancient Greek portico is stoa.
Stoa?
Yeah, you might get the clue, ancient Greek portico, and the answer
okay
is stoa,
okay,
S-T-O-A. Then what's the correct five-letter crossword answer if the clue is willow twig?
I don't know.
What's the correct five-letter crossword answer if the clue is willow twig?
Willow, weep for me. No, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Somebody will know, though.
Give us a call. Five letters. I'll even give you a hint. Starts with the letter O.
Okay. I still don't know.
For Ron, that just stands for, oh, no, I don't know.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now if you want to be a winner.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, Freddie, asking a question about crossword puzzles today.
Yeah, Rod's not into crosswords.
Five-letter words.
This is one of those clues that's in there repeatedly.
Yeah?
Willow twig
willow
or something
twig
along the lines of that.
No clue.
Osier.
Osier?
O-S-I-E-R.
Hmm.
Osier. It's a small Eurasian willow that grows mostly in wet habitats and is a major source of the long, flexible shoots used in basket work.
Still doesn't ring any bells with me.
Osier. But we just added some. Go home today and ask Bev. Bev, how's your osiers?
Okay.
The duck, maybe.
Really, or run.
I remember, I'm sorry, when I said willow twig, I cannot help but think, back when I was a kid, myself and my two, my sister and younger first cousin, Debbie and Marty, were on the front. We all three were on the front porch. And my great aunt Julie,
mm-hmm,
great aunt Julie, was out there with us. She was so much, much older than, of course, we were.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie reached her hand into a box and brought out a bunch of stick pretzels.
Okay.
And stuffed them into her mouth,
uh-oh,
only to find that within seconds, Aunt Julie had her in a headlock, fishing those pretzel sticks out of her mouth. Child, don't you eat them twigs? No, Aunt Julie.
Wow.
Pretzel sticks, not twigs.
Thank you for sharing a bit of your family history.
I had to leave the front porch. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, well.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for humoring me.
See you tomorrow morning.
Okay.